Hello, this is Paul Scharf for Whitcomb Ministries. I'm with Dr. John Whitcomb today, and we're going to give you a preview of the third annual day with Whitcomb Ministries. Dr. Whitcomb, it's hard to believe that this fall we're going to have our third annual conference that we've had, a major Bible conference for the greater Milwaukee area. It's going to be on Saturday, November 11th, 2006. And we're just really looking forward to this day that we're calling A Young Earth, the Christian's Absolute Beginning. Now, in some other broadcasts here for Sermon Audio, we're going to delve just a little bit into the theological meaning of some of those weighty concepts expressed in that brief title. But in this time together, we're just going to kind of give folks a preview of this third annual day, this conference. It's being co-hosted by Answers in Genesis. And the other speaker is Carl Kirby, who's been instrumental in the whole Answers in Genesis ministry, which is going so strong worldwide. And they're going to team up with Whitcomb Ministries again to present this. And we're praying for people to come out on Saturday, November 11th, and to hear the message of creation and just enjoy a really what we believe is a really great time in the Word of God, and what we hope will be a really excellent time of teaching and worship and fellowship. And we're going to say more about some of those things, but first I wonder if you'd just kind of lead us off by telling us what your thoughts are as we prepare for this third conference already. It's hard to believe, coming out of last year's conference, which was already co-hosted by Answers in Genesis. And just a little bit about, as we go here, we're going to talk just a little bit about what the message of this year's conference will be. But what do you think as we prepare for this year?
Paul, thank you very much. We certainly look forward to what God is going to do, friends, because we want to build on what has already happened. Last year, the wonderful foundation of our creation studies with Dr. Terry Mortensen, basic issues were confronted and dealt with, and I trust were a help to many, many who attended. This November the 11th, God willing, we'll be moving beyond that to look at the current trends, the impact of the creation science movement worldwide in various areas of vital interest to God's people everywhere. It's really, in a sense, a memorial to Henry Morris. Dr. Henry Morris was, in a way, my mentor way back in 1953, when I was a professor of Old Testament, teaching the gap theory and other compromise positions on origins. He caught my attention when he spoke about the Genesis flood and the magnitude of it, the global effects of it hydrodynamically and fossils and sediments, and really encouraged me in my desire to write a doctoral dissertation on the magnitude and effects of the flood in the light of the Bible. Well, friends, many things have happened in recent years. Let me say one thing in particular. There is a vast new movement that is also against evolutionism. It's called the Intelligent Design Movement. And this is a movement that has been motivated by the desire to smash, destroy, and remove forever something that is detrimental to true science in our schoolrooms and the universities and the media, namely naturalistic, uniformitarian evolutionism. Some excellent books and articles, many debates, discussions of Dr. Philip Johnson, University of California, Berkeley, has sort of moved ahead with this movement following his leadership. However, it will be our purpose to show some of the tragic aspects of this intelligent design movement. Namely, it's a magnificent, impressive bridge to lead us from atheism and materialism and naturalism to something better, something better. And so far, so good. But something better is never reached, ultimately, namely the Lord. It's a bridge broken at the other end that dumps people. And I say that with sadness. No one is even allowed to ask, well, who is the creator? Who is this intelligent designer? So one of the main purposes of this conference will be to identify who he is, namely the second person of the triune Godhead. who 2,000 years ago added a human nature to his divine nature and became the God-man, one person, two natures for our redemption, Jesus Christ, the Lord. Over and over, the Bible says he's the one through whom the universe was designed and created. Jesus said, if anyone is ashamed of him, he'll be ashamed of that person in that final day. So we appeal to the intelligent design movement to go beyond mere philosophy and mere debate about intelligence and identify who the designer is, because that will give people the ultimate need of a savior to bring us out of darkness and spiritual death into spiritual light and life, and bring us all the way to heaven, to God's heaven. Jesus said, I am the way. No man comes to the Father but by me. So our conference, friends, is to bring us above and beyond mere intelligent design to who Jesus really is. He is the ultimate origin of the universe. And the Bible tells us over and over again in Colossians 1, Hebrews 1, many other places, John 1, 3, that through him all things were made, and without him was not anything ever made that was made. Paul, it's our desire to glorify Jesus Christ, even as God the Father wants him glorified, honored, respected, and heard all over the world. So let's build upon the good things intelligent design writers have discovered and written about and described, and go the way God wants us to go, all the way to his beloved Son, Jesus, and say, Lord Jesus, thank you for being our true creator. And by virtue of your redemptive work on the cross, confirmed by your resurrection from the dead, you're not only our creator, Lord Jesus, you're our savior, our redeemer, our mediator between God and man, our salvation, our only hope for forgiveness of sins and eternal life. Yes, life forever and ever with our God in heaven.
Thank you, Dr. Whitcomb. And I know people are interested in this conference because we're making this recording in the middle of August 2006. And actually right now, here on sermonaudio.com, announcements about this upcoming conference have been viewed just about 30,000 times. That's just incredible, and it shows people are interested, they're hungry for this kind of information. Perhaps not all of those people are within the distance where they'll be able to actually attend, but I do want to say that if there are those, whether in the proximity of our conference in the greater Milwaukee area, Wisconsin, or outside of that, anywhere around the world, they can get caught up with our last 2 years of conferences. Dr. Tommy Ice helped us to begin this ministry in 2004. Then last year, as you mentioned, Dr. Terry Mortensen. And as of the time this recording is posted on sermonaudio.com, all of the messages from those two conferences should be available for people to listen to all around the world at any time here on sermonaudio.com. In 2004, we began by thinking of the rapture, the Christian's blessed hope. Then last year in 2005, creation, the Christian's vital heritage. And now in 2006, a young earth, the Christian's absolute beginning. And again, those words are powerful, and we're going to delve into them a little more in another talk. And I'm going to ask you just a little bit more about them here in a second. I do want to say that if people want information about this conference, they can view our announcements here on sermonaudio.com/Whitcomb. They can go to whitcombministries.org, or they can email conference@whitcombministries.org. And they can see just lots of information that can help them get all set to come, to invite others, to promote this conference in their church or their Christian school or other groups. In fact, we're busy right now trying to promote the conference in all of those types of places that we can in southern Wisconsin. But Dr. Whitcomb, this is going to be a special day because it involves yourself as speaking on the things you've mentioned in particular, your topics being intelligent design, essential but not sufficient. That'll actually lead the day off at 9 o'clock on November 11th. And then in the afternoon, you'll be speaking on Christ Jesus, God and Creator at the beginning. But we also have then a special guest, as we mentioned, Carl Kirby from Answers in Genesis. He is described on the Answers in Genesis webpage and his biography page there as he's the vice president of AIG for Ministry Resources, Ministry Relations, excuse me. He's been instrumental in developing their website, which is reaching literally millions of visitors. And he has been a very powerful speaker. And he's going to be talking with us about two topics, fossils, friend or foe, and Genesis, the bottom strip of the Christian faith. And Dr. Whitcomb, I know that in the last year, actually since our last conference, you've actually developed a more concrete relationship yourself with Answers in Genesis. You're now a speaker who goes out and represents them in addition to your work with Whitcomb Ministries. And, of course, we had the privilege of dealing with Terry Mortensen last year as our guest, this year with Carl Kirby. I wonder if you could just say a word about your expectation for his ministry and just the wonderful things Answers in Genesis is doing. I know that you have a long history of knowing them and their president, Ken Ham, and just wonder what you're looking forward to as we prepare for this conference this year.
Well, Paul, I am looking forward to sharing with Carl Kirby. He's one of the most effective and popular speakers of Answers in Genesis nationwide and around the world, in fact. And I look forward to this relationship, this sharing time. He's going to start us off with an amazing topic on fossils. Are they friends or are they foes? Are they something for us to be afraid of? And friends, it's a spectacular announcement I'd like to make. The trillions of fossilized plants, animals, marine creatures that we find in the crusts of the earth, the layers, the strata, are marvelous witnesses to catastrophism. Plus the fact, of course, they show how designed they were in creationism because there are no links between them. Even Charles Darwin said, if you can't find those links, those intermediate forms, then my theory is wrong. And so I make the announcement, friends, evolutionism is wrong, because each fossil shows a distinct design, just like Genesis 1:10 times says that each kind of living thing was created to reproduce exclusively and forever after its kind, 10 different times in Genesis 1. So the fossils show us beautiful original design of distinctive kinds, and rapid, in fact, catastrophic burial, and thus preservation from what? Oxidation, decay, and predators. They show us the Genesis flood catastrophe. Beautiful illustrations. I just look forward, in fact, in 2 weeks to descending into the Grand Canyon with Tom Vail and his group to see firsthand those magnificent strata with their fossils in them, hundreds of thousands of the square miles of these fossilized forms that God has preserved like a book. And you just sort of pull those pages over, and there's a story of how they were formed rapidly during the deluge. Also, of course, Carl Kirby would tell us about how Genesis is absolutely foundational for our understanding about God and salvation, eternal life. Yes, because Genesis is the basic book. Remember in Gospel of Luke chapter 24, Jesus walking on the road to Emmaus said to those two frustrated disciples who were wondering whether Jesus really was what he had claimed to be. And it says, beginning with at Moses and all the prophets, he spoke unto them the things concerning himself. So Carl is going to show us some things about how Genesis is a foundation, a solid foundation, upon which the superstructure of the remaining 65 books of the Bible is erected, and how it all fits together. Genesis tells you what's going to happen. Revelation looks back and depends on Genesis, and they fit together like hand and glove. The whole Bible is harmonious, is beautifully, perfectly designed. Every part is essential and fits every other part. Friend, I know you'll enjoy this conference because I'm sure we can guarantee this. It'll give you some insights, perspectives perhaps you've never had before, about how true science and the true interpretation of the Bible harmonize and bring about a beautiful pattern of revelation, apart from which we really can't function effectively under God on this earth that He created for His glory and our eternal good.
Thank you, Dr. Whitcomb. We are looking forward to this and these sessions. I just wanted to say in closing that there are other reasons to come to the conference besides the powerful teaching that we're going to hear from you and from Carl Kirby. We're going to have back with us again this year Mrs. Sherry Traynor. She was our vocalist last year, and we had just a tremendous reception for her ministry and music from the folks who were there. She's going to be back with us. She's recorded on several CDs, and she's going to be providing special music again, along with Miss Elizabeth Pabon, a very accomplished violinist, who helps and adds so much to the day with some violin specials as well. There's really going to be things going from 9 o'clock in the morning all the way through 3:15 with sessions that we've talked about, and even over the lunch hour, though we're going to have plenty of time for folks to go out and get lunch and in the area. There's going to be things even going on for those who would like to stay or come back early. An optional multimedia presentation that's going to run through much of the lunch hour called What's Happening with Whitcomb Ministries, just giving folks lots of information and points of contact for our ministry and the work of Whitcomb Ministries. And then also, you may realize, friends, that November 11th is, of course, Veterans Day here in the United States, the 11th day of the 11th month, and actually the second half of that lunch hour we're going to have some patriotic music and some special things to show you and talk to you about Veterans Day as well to celebrate that. So if you're accustomed to having a part in that each year, you won't have to miss that by coming to our conference either, and we trust that'll be a real blessing to you. Well, we're just really excited, Dr. Whitcomb, as we are busily preparing for November 11th, the third annual day with Whitcomb Ministries. We're hoping that pastors and lay people and students and teachers and just all kinds of folks will come and take part in this conference. We believe it's going to be worth their time to come and learn more about a young earth, the Christian's absolute beginning. And as you said, this will be a special day because it's going to be dedicated to the memory of Dr. Henry Morris, who passed away this past February. And Dr. Whitcomb, I'm just excited as we do all we can to get the word out and tell people about this. And, of course, we're in prayer that God will bless and help us as we work on this day. And I wonder if you'd just share your final thoughts and then lead us in a closing word of prayer as we end this broadcast today, as we think ahead to this third annual day with Whitcomb Ministries.
Yes, Paul. If nothing else, friends, there'll be hundreds of magnificent displays of books and CDs and DVDs by Answers in Genesis and Whitcomb Ministries, albums of material that you can listen to while you drive to work or work at home, things for your families, your children to share, and many books, time charts. We just are trying to plan a very spectacular, beautiful, and useful display of materials for you to take home. So important is a follow-up of these conferences in the months to follow. It's just almost too much to absorb it all in one day, isn't it? Well, Paul, thank you for all the work you and Lynette have done through the months past to prepare for, plan, and pray for this conference, that God might be honored. Let's talk to the Lord, may we? Father in heaven, nothing that's done apart from you is worthwhile. The Lord Jesus taught us, without him we can do nothing. Nothing of eternal value and significance. We're not just here to entertain people, or even to educate people, but to, by the Holy Spirit of God, to uplift, to encourage, to enlighten and illuminate people in the things of God, that in this dark world system full of terrorism and despair, we might have our hope fixed upon the God of creation, who is the God of redemption, who never starts something without finishing it, who is the Omega, the finish, the end, as well as the Alpha, the beginning. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being our Creator, our Savior, and our coming King. Help us to speak of you in reverence and in humility, and yet with deep joy, knowing that all things done for your glory will accomplish your purpose. Thank you, dear Father, for this opportunity, and I thank you in Jesus' wonderful name and for His sake. Amen.